It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, actress Renee Zellweger set everyone on fire. She was the topic of all talks in 2014, a few years ago, when she stepped out at this huge Hollywood event and everyone's like, what happened to your face? Assuming she had tons of plastic surgery, she said that traumatized her and made her super sad. Of course, Renee's been in huge hits, Jerry Maguire, and how could we forget Bridget Jones?
Come on, Bridget, talk for me.
We'll persevere with resolution to find a nice, sensible man. We'll put a stop to flirting first thing tomorrow. Good plan.
Did they
Good
even change plan. Her voice, too? No, I'm kidding.
Well, she says nothing like international humiliation to set your perspective right. It clarifies what's really important to you and that you just have to shake off superficial points of view. So I thought she looked great. It was just she looked different and people took notice.
First of all, who cares what people think? But to be fair, though, because some people have had surgeries, it's like, who are you?
Well, like Jennifer Grey, I remember Dirty Dancing. A lot of times if you get something like her nose, she got a nose job, she looks awesome. It just didn't look like her from before, so people noticed.
I think it's reasonable. Like, you look like a totally different person. But, I mean, listen, if people feel they need to do what they need to do, that's their life. Let them live it.
Do you. Be happy. That happens a lot of time when actors get, they're really big and they get little, and people are like, you're not funny anymore.
Yeah, when I get my Moob reduction, y'all better support me.
That's right, okay. Well, Bam Margera, he's been in talks a lot. If you watched him, did you watch Jackass back in the day
on
MTV?
All the time I used to watch it. Yes, I love that show.
He has got some major issues, and Bam is sitting down with none other than Dr. Phil.
His mother.
You are addicted to drama. And entitlement.
I don't want to talk to you ever again.
His wife.
You don't listen. You don't follow rules.
You've been yelling at her. You do this. You do that. You do this. That's just purely abusive.
And his cry for help.
I've just lost hope on doctors. The last person I've left is Dr. Phil, or else I give up.
All right, you got me.
Oh, man. I'm going to be totally sucked in. He gave a 3-hour emotional session with Dr. Phil. It was recorded without a studio audience, so you know it's going to be really good. And he was convinced to head to rehab. So he's like, if Dr. Phil can't change me, no one can.
Do we have any idea of an air date? Just because I want to mark it on my calendar. I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
No. Just look it up because I don't know if it's released yet.
Yeah. Because that just sounds so juicy.
Dr. Phil's interview with Bam, 3 hours long.
Catch me outside. How about, wait, that's another person. Sorry.
that's another person. It's going to be really juicy, though. Well, also very juicy, Terminator star Linda Hamilton. She's the chiseled lady from the OG Terminator films. Get this. Linda has not gotten busy or flipped pancakes, as we say, in at least 15 years.
Yeah. And how did it happen? It just felt right.
If you're the last person and you're like, I broke her, is that what you say? You're like, I'm the one that said, you know what? It's not worth doing this with anybody else ever again.
She just says she enjoys her time alone these days. She's 62. She said she would consider marriage again, but she's had a few marriages. Back in the day, she was married to director James Cameron of Avatar and all the big, huge films. But she said, hey, she just isn't into it. She just hasn't. She's very romantic. I think when she says romantic with herself, she doesn't mean like get your mind out of the gutter. I think she's just practicing self-love and she just doesn't care about anything else.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Because my mind was deep, deep in the gutter. I was like, that's what she's been doing. Okay.
Exactly. Moving on to Kanye West, someone else that definitely loves himself. Okay. Has he been eating his own earwax? Rolling Stone launched an actual investigation into this viral video from the weekend. Kanye, basically, everyone's going crazy on social media. So there's a shot of him. He puts his finger like in his ear and then in his mouth. So everyone's like, okay, he totally is eating his own earwax.
How's
and
my
everyone's
ear butter
debating
takes?
It. If you have to check out the video, but now Rolling Stone says it appears that he is not. His finger didn't go deep enough to actually touch his inner ear canal to gather a glob of earwax. So it just happened to be coincidence, but people thought he really was like taste testing earwax, which is disgusting.
Next week, did Kanye pick it and lick it?
That's so
his
gross.
Wow.
But I'm telling you, this has gone viral and everyone's been watching this over and over again.
Mackenzie, with the grossest
people
news
have way too much time.
We can find in the garbage here on Radio Now.
Ew.
Gross. How soon is too soon to make it Insta official? Mackenzie, I heard you've been getting some heat.
Yes, I've gotten some heat. I've been giving other people heat. Okay, here's the question. How soon is too soon to post, like, if you're with someone, if you're dating someone, or should you just not do it at all?
All right, we're going to hear the full story, but if you can get in here and help Mackenzie out and chime in, maybe your experience, your thought, we'd love to hear from you. 833-563-2539. It's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.